Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. So, welcome to Chimpions, Season 2, Episode 1.
Hello.
Hello! Hello!
So, let's have a recap of what went off in Season 1. Let's call it the story so far. The world had come under attack by an alien force, encased in power armour, wearing the swastika, and accompanied by some of the Nazi metahumans who disappeared at the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Our heroes, who call themselves Team Rolling Thunder, have been actively pursuing one of these Nazi metahumans, the villain known as Schwarz Ritter, who seems to have been off on an agenda all of his own. After several skirmishes with Schwarz Ritter and his cronies, the team were finally able to corner and defeat him. As the pieces of the puzzle dropped into place, Ritter had been trying to resurrect his long-dead lover, Chantel.
Paramore.
By placing her spirit into a new body. For this attempt, on this occasion he had abducted Team Rolling Thunder's very own Bastion, and the final showdown came in the middle of the Ritual of Transformation. Ritter, easily defeated by the team, was quickly stripped of his armour and bound. While Team Rolling Thunder and several members of the CCCP, who had provided them with support, searched the mansion for evidence or other accomplices, Shockwave secured Schwarz Ritter in the cell in the team's van, and then carried Bastion's unconscious form to the van as well. Little known to the rest of Team Rolling Thunder, Shockwave's motives were far from noble. During the finalization of the ceremony, he had ripped the ceremonial dagger from Bastion's hands to prevent the ceremony continuing. This had left him wide open to Chantel's mental attacks, and his eagerness to ensure that Ritter was locked up and Bastion was taken care of was merely a ruse so that he could place the dagger back in Bastion's hands so that the ceremony could be completed. The ritual completed, Chantel released Shockwave from her mental domination. And as the horror crashed home, he called in the team, who were quick to respond, but were unable to prevent Chantel from escaping in Bastion's now transformed body. However, due to spite or miscomprehension, they believed Black Paladin may be some sort of source of power for Chantel. So they executed him by shooting him in the head three times and then
subdued him.
And then slitting his throat.
Subdued him.
It's funny, you know, because hearing it. Back like that, it's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
You put three bullets in his head.
Yeah, but only
bullet.
Because
bullet only by because nature, bullet by name.
And then Chantel, who no longer, although possessing Bastion's body supposedly, had transformed her body to presumably look like Chantel looks like, and once she slayed Schwarz Ritter, she just vanished. And you had a brief discussion with the members of the CCCP who were with you, and they sort of offered to cover it up for you as far as it went from their side, but you said no. And then you headed back to Echo, and that's where we left.
Correct.
It.
Yeah, we'd like to say that back.
I thought we were going to wait at the site, or did we go back to the? We went back to the. The scene of the sort of initial attack. you know, on the street with the sort of emergency services on. I think
you did, yeah, actually. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and so did the CCCP, and they picked up their couple of members they'd left behind there.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to take them back, didn't we?
Yeah, to the jalopy,
which I offered to rebuild.
Soup up.
Well, let's hope they have a motor pool in the Echo Jail.
Yeah, you'll be fine. But you can make them some number plates.
Yeah, maybe some seat covers.
And a cup holder.
The next two vehicles out will have a number plate of Snowball 1 and Hobnob 2.
Yeah.
So the ball's in your court, guys. What do you want to do?
Well, we better head back to Echo, because Bastion is at large under the guise of Chantel.
Yeah.
We can't leave her out there.
Okay, so yeah, you head back. You don't have any problems getting back.
Let's go and see Ramona.
Sorry, just one last thing. Vicky had been... Had she been able to track Chantel, or had she literally... Had she just vanished out of all...
I'm pretty sure you did ask her to, but if you didn't, then you can ask her now. And yeah, she can't track her.
Pretty sure we would have asked there and then, seeing as she was out eyeing the sky at the time.
Okay, cool.
So yes, you arrive back at the campus and head for Ramona's trailer. And yeah, as you approach, you see the lights are still on, even though it's reasonably late at night. Yeah,
probably having a party, having heard that Schwarzer Ritter's
no more.
Yeah. Maybe we should have picked up some champagne. I'll mind you, that's the whole situation with Bastion, so the champagne.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
And presumably there's still the corpse in the back of your van.
Yeah. I wonder if healing works on cadavers.
You could try. You've never tried before.
I'll try it.
Roll me healing.
See? He didn't have his throat slit. It's just these bullet holes.
Cheers, mate.
So it's a D6. So that is 5 points.
As you try and channel that energy into him, it's just like channeling. Mm. You know, if you're healing someone, you get this sense of, you know, sort of binding things together, and you know, as you knit,
yeah,
you know, whatever that damage is together. It feels like you're just pouring your power into a hole. Yeah, you know, like a bottomless bucket. Yeah,
fair enough. There's nothing there. I'll have to put some tape over his wounds.
a bit of makeup.
Some plasters.
The fact that the top half of his head is mostly sprayed against the back wall of your van.
Yeah, he didn't have his seatbelt on when we were bringing him back. We went over some speed humps a bit fast.
I told you that Untermensch was a bit trigger happy.
A bit rowdy, wasn't it? Them commies.
So you arrive at Ramona's trailer.
Yeah, knock on the door.
Yeah, so you hear Ramona's voice say, yes, come in.
Yeah, head in.
So yeah, you go and you see Ramona there in the disarray that is becoming relatively familiar of her office. She's obviously not the most organised of people.
Say, right, we've got some good news and bad news for you.
And she looks up from, you know, terminal, whatever she's doing. She says, oh, well, have a seat. Let's do things differently. Let's have the good news first for a change.
There is no Black Paladin to cause distraught and terror to the innocent people of Atlanta. No more.
So you've captured him?
Yes.
Yes, he's in the back of the van.
We did capture him, yes.
Fantastic. Well, yes, don't dally here, obviously, just follow the normal protocol.
And on to the bad news.
Well, you only need to fill in your reports and obviously take him to the cells.
So, we're a member down, and Black Paladin I don't think he'd need restraining or incarcerating.
Maybe more cremating.
Incinerating.
Yes. He is an ex-Black Paladin.
You
pining for the Alps and all that.
He is deceased.
Well, as that is unfortunate, but if you had no option, then you had no option.
We had no option.
Well, obviously you need to do your reports, because could you give me the highlights here? That there's no Bastion. I take it you mean Bastion was killed.
No, Bastion is not killed.
She was
paramour of Black Paladin, known as Chantel, has taken over her body and assumed her original visage. So she's wearing Bastion as a puppet. Hence is killing Black Paladin, as she was empowering him in part of this transformation. And we had to act fast. Unfortunately, she got away as soon as we subdued Black Paladin.
We've got the footage via Overwatch, so you can review it as you at your leisure.
The footage of what?
The final encounter. After we'd initially captured Black Paladin and secured him in the back of the van, we hadn't realised that. Well,
it's been a little while. Can you just roll me some sort of intelligence type roll?
They don't know about Overwatch.
Ah.
This is all separate.
Right. Yeah, you know, that camera that Stratus has got.
Oh, well, that is handy. It will make a good addition to the report. Obviously, if there's been a criminal fatality. Yeah. Those things do
Ramona,
happen, yeah.
Ramona, I think you best watch it before we hand our reports in.
It's a bit temperamental at the moment, my Echo Jack.
What, are you saying we haven't got the footage?
Over your comms, you hear.
Do you want me to send her the feed?
Not yet, we'll try and sort something out.
So, okay, we'll obviously need as much information about this thing that's taken over Bastion. You say she doesn't look like herself, so obviously the best description we can have, but obviously if you have video footage, then we can take stills from that.
Yes. I'll see what I can get downloaded.
And how...
The point is...
Sorry, Bullet. Continue.
The point is that this Chantel was able to... Well, she disappeared without trace, so it has to be assumed she can come and go, with impunity. So, I don't know, what putting an APB out will do. If someone appears, then out of nowhere, then...
I do think that we will be a target of Chantel's, though.
Just for me. So this woman can take over someone's body and make them take... a different form as well, and seems to be able to teleport.
Indeed.
You do know how rare that ability is, don't you?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I only ask because obviously we know Bullet can do that, but Bullet is the only person I know that can do that.
Shorts Ritter could, and his horse.
Really?
Yes.
It's actually, Ramona, it's pretty common.
It's a bit common or garden now. It's a bit boring.
I'm thinking of giving it up. I might
as
just
far
walk,
as I know, there is no recording.
Public transport.
I don't claim to be an expert, but as far as I know, there's no recordings of, until I came across Bullet, of any metahuman that could move that way.
Translocate.
What, do you think they might have been able to tap into our powers somehow and mimic them?
Maybe, I don't know, I'm just surprised, I suppose. And you don't tend to be that surprised in this job. You get used to having people who can do amazing things around you.
The only other thing I can think of that might be of interest is we don't know if the transformation was linked to the ritual. It was linked to the ritual. You know, the all the victims of of that gang were, you know, partway transformed, and it seems that maybe they were, you know, they were trying to retrieve Chantel from wherever she was, or resurrect her, or whatever. So maybe the transformation is based around the ritual. It might not be something that she can do at the drop of a hat. I don't know. I'm speculating, just based on what we've seen.
Shockwave, can you just roll me 3d6? The lower the better, obviously. 6 or below is what you need. Yeah, obviously she was sort of riding you almost for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the ritual had something to do with it? The ritual was necessary, but that's about all you know. You feel like there was maybe hints of stuff there, but that's all you can put your finger on.
So say that all again, sorry.
So what you picked up while she was sort of sharing your consciousness almost was, yeah, the ritual was necessary for that transformation. You think there's more to it than that, but you know, those memories just haven't stayed with you.
So Ramona, she took over my mind. There was she was in the middle of a ritual with Bastion, which got broken by me. So she rode my mind for a while, giving me powers until she transformed into a Bastion.
This is all very worrying.
Well, then you'll understand why, at the point we had to kill Schultz with Ritter, that we had to do it, because she was bringing him back to full power, and we couldn't have done anything else.
Yeah,
and we needed to get Bastion back.
So yeah, the
back,
details too, of Black Paladin, Schultz Ritter, sorry. That's probably the other key thing, so you see, it's like good and bad news. Just reading between the lines, why is it bad news?
Because we've currently lost Bastion.
Well, and the other bad news is we might have stepped...
we've killed Schwarzer Ritter.
Who was...
It happens in the line of duty, you know, if you're left no option then.
But we had him... Yeah. We had him... Did we have him bound?
You had him stripped and bound.
he was hogtied.
Yeah, so we had him bound, but...
But Chantel was imbuing him with immense power. We'd only just managed to subdue him without her adding to his abilities, like she added to Shockwave's abilities when she took over his mind.
And Schwarzerissa was a pretty tough...
And he was a motherfucking evil bastard. No.
But he was a tough adversary.
It was,
without...
He was...
Chantel's influence, so it was, you know, we felt that, you know, we couldn't allow that to take place, otherwise the whole team would have been in jeopardy.
So yeah, she sort of nods.
I'll get you some footage. I'll ask Vicky if she can transfer the feed to my Echo Jack.
Remember, you sat at a table, across a table from Ramona, so to have that conversation would be quite obvious. Even if you're whispering, do you know what I mean?
I'm not whispering.
Maybe you could sing it.
What I'm saying is it won't be subtle.
Yeah, I'm not being subtle. I'm going to show her what happened. I just want to see it first myself.
So yeah, you ask Vicky.
That's what he calls his server, what can I say?
It's all voice activated.
So Ramona says, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. Are you saying you had Schwarz Ritter restrained when you killed him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But there was a good chance that those restraints wouldn't have meant anything if Chantel had completed
when we did
what she was doing. We couldn't...
I know what power she had, because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt. And if she'd given in her powers into him, he would have broken free, and there would have been the two of them.
Okay.
We'd have lost Bastion and Schwarz Ritter, and maybe other members of the team.
So she opens what Bazir sort of reaches to her right and opens what must be a drawer in a desk. You see, she pulls out a packet of what looks like gum. And unwraps a piece and sticks it in her mouth, starts chewing as she... She looks perturbed, is probably the best way of putting it. And while that's happening, Stratus, Vicky plays you back the last, I mean, it was only 10, 12 seconds of the sort of the key point, and she can play it from all four perspectives if you like. Or no, well, she can play it from all four perspectives, actually.
Which is the one that's most favourable to us?
Thinking about it, depends what you mean by favourable. Your feed will show Chantel at the back of the van in all the glory, you know, with Schwarzritter hogtied in the back of the van. And then you obviously see three bullets slam into his head and do quite a lot of damage. And then a few moments later, Shockwave steps into view with this curved blade dagger, grabs his hair and slits his throat.
You have to make it sound so dramatic,
from
don't
bullets
you, Mark?
Perspective, you obviously see his gun rise into camera, him take three shots at this bound man in the back of the van, and then Shockwave step into view, slit his throat, and similar from Shockwave. From the fourth camera angle, which is in the back of the van,
it's interesting that we've
looking out, you see Schwarzritter back, hogtied in the back of the van, with all three of you stood in the entranceway. Bullet calmly lifts his gun, shoots him in three times in the head. There's a quick word from Shockwave, and he just steps forward and slits his throat.
I think...
Yeah, we'll use that one, because that one shows me doing nothing.
I think, you know, if you rewind it just a moment, you'll see us attempting to take down Chantel. And having no effect.
Yeah, if you go further back, you'll see. Because you've got four angles, still got... you realise that you've still got Bastion's feed, you know, at least for this much. So, you can see it from all different angles. I mean, obviously, that key moment is quiet. Because you're all in the same... You know, you're all gathered around the back of the van. She was in the van on the other side. It's pretty clear what's gone off, unfortunately.
That's interesting. Just one moment.
Does Bastion's feed... When does that end, or is it still going?
And are we is our audio going to Bastion, and our video?
Who are you asking that of?
I'm asking it aloud.
So in your ear, you hear.
Bullet, remember this. This is a trial, and I really don't want other people to know about it. Please, no. I severed all links with Bastion's kit to yours. I'd already lost contact with it, but I've broken the link from our end, just in case.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to know.
Right. So...
At the moment, Ramona is furiously chewing on this gum, which you notice when she chucks on the table is it's Nicorette gum. I don't know if you remember, but she's trying to give up smoking. Yeah, you've got to know her a little bit. I know on air... if you like, you know, but there's been big periods of time off, you know, where we've just passed and said, and you know, you've got to know her a little bit, and she used to be a smoker, she used to be quite overweight and unhealthy, a by all accounts a good detective, but didn't look after herself very well. Since the incident, she's obviously been making an effort to get herself in shape.
So right, look at this, Ramona, you might need a bit more gum. And I'll link up my Echo Jack to a screen.
Yeah, so you just sort of cast it onto a screen, yeah?
So, yeah, I'll show it us having no effect on Chantel and to the inevitable conclusion.
She watches it, noticeably goes a little paler, and then says, can you play that again? Yeah, so she just watches it again.
Yeah.
She says, can I suggest park the van, don't sign it back in, so it will still remain signed out to you. Don't file any reports until we've spoken tomorrow. I need a little time to think about this. She says, no matter how you cut this, you've just executed a prisoner. No matter what your justification, and I'm not saying whether I'm for or against what you did. I need to think about this. Can you come back here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yes. I hope in the meantime
if
that you're going
to... If anyone
to...
presses you to speak about what went off, just be vague. I take it.
Oh,
from what you've said,
we can do that.
His body is still in the back of the van, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And you do. I didn't ask you if you would be willing to push the boundaries a little. If I didn't think you were trustworthy.
That's why we've come and told you the truth.
Well, I appreciate that.
By already asking what I've asked, I'm making myself complicit in this to some extent. So please, at least till tomorrow morning, don't do anything rash.
We won't do anything rash. Don't worry, otherwise we wouldn't be here talking to you.
When I say don't talk to anyone, I mean ephemera as well.
Yes, that might be a bit hard.
I know her talents, and if she picks up on something, then I know this is a big ask. Please just try and, you know, I won't ask you to lie to her, just please try and guide her in a different direction.
I appreciate that. Until we speak again tomorrow, time is standing still.
Thank you.
But as I was going to say, I hope you were, while you're mulling over what we need to do about the situation, you do take into consideration all the children and valiant fire and medical staff that he toyed with to try and make us get to him. You know, he had no qualms over killing children just so that we would fall into his trap. So, please, bear that in mind. He was a piece of shit that needed to be wiped off the foot of Echo.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I will bear that in mind. I've got a lot to think about. 8 o'clock.
We will be there.
And I think, I think I should best turn in now as well, she says, powering off a PC. Or she reaches to power it off and then stops and says, what you streamed to this, she says, pointing the PC. You haven't downloaded it, have you, on there?
No.
And she powers it off.
Don't worry. I'm not that foolish. I've got all these CDs I've burnt, though. Do you want one?
No, but now using it to host a torrent site.
Yeah. So I upload it to YouTube.
Don't do that. The subtitling stuff. Shit.
Cockwav.
Better cut that bit out, don't I? Not the mighty YouTube coming after us.
Yeah.
And yes, as she powers off and starts packing up. So, what are you guys doing? Are you heading back to the house, or are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
A bar. I think we need a drink.
Yeah, I could do with it.
We've got a stiff.
A stiff drink.
A snowball.
What about?
It could be like weekend at Schwarzer Ritter's.
I think we could go and pay a visit to Cigar City and.
I think so. I think we need to spend like $1,000 on a shot of whiskey.
So you're gonna hit the town.
We're gonna go to Cigar City.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect place to unwind.
I have to ask, are you going in?
Yep.
Are you going in the Echo van? Or Paul's car?
Yep.
Well, there must be a body bag in the van.
You can't sign it back in.
We've got some laundry in the back.
Has it got a fridge?
No, it hasn't got a fridge.
Has it got any body bags?
Nor does it have any embalming fluid.
Yeah.
It'll be all right till the morning.
Yeah.
It probably would have a body bag, to be fair.
I tell you what, I can freeze him. Then it won't go off.
You could do that, yeah. Yeah.
Which I will do.
I presume go somewhere discreet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
head off to Scar City for a few scars. And a nice port.
Yeah. Some whiskey, yeah.
Do you like to pay attention to detail?
After the day we've had, need to have a bit of R&R.
And, I can't remember who actually joined as a member. You did Stratus, I know, but...
Yeah.
But as a member, you can bring guests in anyway, so I can't remember how many of you. And Jeff, you spend the evening at Scar City.
Are you having orange juice, Shockwave?
Some sake, if he's got it.
You being sake?
No.
He can warm up a bottle of hock.
So here you go, and if you remember, it's sort of two, you know, if you go into the cigar side of it, it's sort of two-tiered. There's like a lower tier, which is for non-members, if you like. And then you go up to the more salubrious upstairs, you know, with the red padded leather seats and the impressive bar and all that sort of stuff. And the ever-present smell of nice tobacco, but no haze because of the impressive air conditioning they have in there.
All right, I'll order myself some scotch and some Henry Wintermans.
Henry Wintermans.
I think...
I'm going to splash out, give us a shot of Teachers and a Hamlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
That music, the music to that is probably describe our day.
What, Hamlet music? Yeah.
And yeah, so it's quiet, you know, it's quite it's a nice ambience, but it's not rowdy. It's and it's, you know, reasonably busy. It's not a massive place anyway, the cigar side of it.
But yeah, while we settle down and have a drink, I'll see if Vicky is awake.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
Sorry to disturb you so late. I was just wondering if there is anything we can do to try and track down where Bastion, a.k.a. Chantel, may have gone. You know, is there anything we could do that could aid you? So, yeah, hello, Vicky. I was just wondering if there was anything that we could do to assist you with potentially tracking down Bastion, stroke Chantel. I don't know how... your abilities work, but yeah, it's paramount that we reach her.
Whoever Chantel is, she's undoubtedly a sorceress of some sort. I'll try again tomorrow. I'm already fairly taxed, and I've tried.
I'm not asking you to do it now. I'm asking if you need anything from us to help.
Yeah, you might be able to help. Let me send you a couple of files.
Okay.
The first is an image. If you can try and memorize that image so that you can draw it, you know, with your eyes closed, if you like. It's fairly simple. I'll send you an audio file as well. Again, it's fairly small. If you could learn, if you could, again, memorize that so you can speak it word for word. And trust me, those words are... they won't make any sense. You just need to be able to vocalise them the same.
Okay.
That might help. If someone could do that for me, it would take some of the load.
I'm willing
off
to
me,
do it
maybe.
For you. Yeah, definitely. Send them to my Echo Jack, and we'll do it.
And then we'll arrange. We'll need to be together to do it as well. I'll ping you about that.
Okay.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Why did you kill him?
Because we thought it was the only way to stop her.
Okay. Thank you.
That is the truth.
Yes, I know.
And sorry, Stratus, is that really the truth?
It's what I believe, yeah. It's what Stratus believes. He thought he had to end her, and he thinks he had to end him to stop her drawing power or making him harder.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I believe you. I don't know where this is going to go for you, but I believe you.
Thank you. And I must say, you have been invaluable with assisting us.
I never realised it would be so tiring assisting you, but doing that sort of geomancy at that distance is taxing.
Well, you are, I must say, you are pretty damn amazing at it.
Thank you.
Yes, it's definitely helped us no end. It's amazing. And yes, sincerely, I thank you for your help.
And thank you for yours. Improves my system. There's a few things I can improve. But yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so send me the files.
Try and get some sleep. And
I'll wait for you to get in touch with me.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks.
And yeah, she signs off.
Ah, right, more whiskey.
You're trying to unwind after a rather harrowing evening. So yeah, how do people feel? How does Stratus genuinely feel after what is, you know, you've been fighting crime for a little while and all that sort of stuff. But you know, before that, you were sort of a young, reasonably wealthy playboy, and what you've just been through is you've seen stuff that you can probably say it's metahuman powers, but you know, the grand finale was pretty brutal. You know, you've never seen anything like that before, even though you were part of it.
How does he feel? Well, Stratus is things like people like Schwarzer Ritter, you know, that just want to go and exact evil on whoever. He doesn't really mind that much about killing them. It's like all these people that can cause these atrocities with the power that they have, rather than turning it to, you know, good and aiding people, he's quite happy to see them wiped off the face of the earth. So it's a bit harrowing actually being there in the flesh, seeing someone having their throat cut, but yeah, he'll get over it.
So yeah, it's a brutal act, but the justification.
But I think he's got his just desserts after seeing all those children screaming in the road, and you know, just willy nilly killing all the firefighters and the paramedics. It's like,
because that was pretty harrowing. They were obviously toying with him just
to get us there.
To get you in. Yeah, so that's the same question to Bullet, I guess.
Bullet feels a little bit disappointed because he'd hoped to incapacitate Schwarzer Ritter and still, you know, hope to, you know, be able to bring him in for questioning, see what we could learn from him. It seemed apparent that, you know, he was being empowered in some way, and so or that there was some kind of link between him and Chantel. And as he couldn't hurt Chantel, it seemed that, you know, hurting Schwarzer Ritter was the next best thing, rather than being faced with both of them. He doesn't like to kill. So, you know, he's quite happy to have a drink and try and sort of calm his nerves, but you know, he's quite sanguine about it. It didn't go as he had hoped or intended, but you know, it's like there's been a lot of death in recent months, and you know, he's one of the perpetrators, so tough shit, basically.
Yeah, fair enough. Shockwave.
Completely gutted. Used. Lost Charity and now lost Bastion, and are just full of self-loathing at the moment. Couldn't give a stuff that he's dead, and quite glad I did it. Not really bothered about him, but the fact that I've lost two women.
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah.
When we thought we got Charity away as well, that's even more gutting. So yeah, he is fucking low, just feeling really low.
So yeah, you all have a few drinks to, and yes, they do have sake here.
It's all right. I'll have a bottle.
A bottle? Bloody hell. Remember, it's, you know, sake is spirit, isn't it? Like, I genuinely don't know how strong it is, but I'm assuming it's sort of the strength of a normal spirit.
Shockwave is full of spirit.
Rice wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is rice wine.
Is it wine rather than spirit? I thought it was spirit. So.
Yeah.
We're going to learn something new. Champions! teaching the nation.
Sake is higher than wine or beer. 14 to 20%.
Now, so it's like very strong wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like fortified wine, isn't it?
So yeah, a bottle would be sensible.
Or Mad Dog.
Yeah, but you know,
which flavour?
Where's your tolerance?
Kumquat.
So we'll add sake to our advertising.
To the Chimpipedia. Yeah.
Yeah. We need to find a really good brand, though, just in case they stumble across us and they might send us a case.
Yeah. Mad Dog Sarky.
Mad Dog Sarky Sarky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you all try and unwind from the stress.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to, obviously, your discretion as to how drunk you get and...
Well...
Not very...
That, but you eventually...
Could I just say, I didn't like the tone... What's her name?
Ramona.
Ramona said, be here at 8 o'clock. That sounds like we're walking in to be arrested.
No, I don't think so.
No, but it's just the way she said it, with efficiency. Be here at 8.
Well, you know...
With the body in the back.
Well,
they can try.
I think it's... She realises it can be a grave situation, so you don't wax lyrical about it, do you?
Mm.
You say, look, I'm trying to help you out, so be here at 8.
You still got the blackmail stuff on her?
Yeah, listen to it. I found it, I've got it queued up.
So yeah, you eventually, at whatever time, say, I'll leave it to your discretion whether you're tired in the morning or hungover in the morning. Head back to the house.
The castle.
The castle, the nest, the set, whatever we call it this week.
The cloud.
The set.
How late are you leaving it?
Not late.
Not too late. I mean, what time is it now? It's...
Well, this all happened in the evening, so it's going to be probably around 12 or 1-ish. Even after a reasonably modest, you know, hour or two.
I'm only going to have one anyway, because somebody's got to drive. And we've got to stiffen
one,
the boot.
One bottle.
No.
No, I'm just going to have a couple of drinks, get back at...
The van's gone.
Get back.
Oh no. Where's the van? Yeah. Dude, where did I leave my car?
Just as a small piece of advice, don't give the DM ideas. Never crossed my mind, and I'm thinking, oh, I so wish I'd thought of someone nicking the van.
You'd never cross your mind. As soon as you said, I'm in the back of the van, I thought, that's it. Car heist.
Yeah. Oh, I so wish. So yeah, you know what? You head back.
I'd let him have it.
Yeah.
Just roll me 3d6 stratus. The lower the better, whether ephemera is sort of, you know, it's gone to bed and all that before you get back.
16.
So yeah, you when you arrive back, you know, ephemera's is still up. Her and Margarita just chatting around the table.
Very late, isn't it? Bedtime. Early start in the morning.
Oh.
Night.
That's what you're just saying to them two in general, and just tanking up the stairs.
Yeah, I'll go over, give a good night kiss. I'll see you later. I'm going to bed.
Oh.
What about ephemera?
Yeah, and you feel through your link, sort of. Yeah, you can say you're getting slowly, slowly better at this. The general feeling of an inquiry, you know, concern.
Yeah. Oh well. I will.
Let's say from this point on, it's never going to be, as I said before, it's never going to be true speech.
Yeah, you can get feelings.
Yeah, and I don't want to try and think up the feelings that make up a thing and your interpretation of them. So, yeah, she sort of effectively sort of asks, you know, says, there's something wrong, are you okay?
So, it'd be sort of like, I mean, because obviously she is reading the truth from me. Can't hide it, can I, what my feelings are. So it would be, yeah, pissed off, tired, yeah, worried a little bit.
As long as you're okay, maybe let me finish my conversation. I'll See if I can relax you.
Oh.
Okay.
Please, keep it. Keep it in your room.
Clean, yeah.
Well, you can't hear any of this because it's going on between them, isn't it?
I can read the body language.
You all head back to bed, and yeah, Femra joins you, and she, yeah, you have a nice evening together if you want to for an hour or so, but she doesn't push. You know, you've made it clear that, you know, you're upset, but you don't want to talk about it anymore, and she's left it at that. Which I suppose in little ways you'd have come to accept that, you know, although you've got this link, she's happy to honour your boundaries, as I take it you probably are her, because you get stuff bleeding through from her as well sometimes. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week. Thank you for listening. If you would like to help support the show, you can find us on Patreon at Chimpions RPG Podcast, where a donation of the price of a cup of coffee would make a noticeable difference to what we are able to produce. If you're not able to support us that way and would just like to leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, that is equally appreciated. We would also really like to know what we can do to improve the show. So if you'd like to contact us to offer suggestions or just general feedback, then you can email me at mark@chimpions.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter @ChimpionsRPG. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope we're able to give you a little entertainment to put a smile on your face. And until next episode, goodbye!
My smiles take a long off. I can change.